Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical approaches to leadership to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, and leadership development workshop facilitator. Today, we're diving into a topic, whether we'd like to admit it or not, all leaders face: the struggle with perfectionism. Many leaders struggle with, often silently, the trying to be perfect. Perfectionism is a roadblock because as much as we want to strive for excellence, striving to be flawless instead gets in our way. In this episode, we'll unpack the consequences of perfectionism in leadership and explore how it affects us both in and out of the office. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Perfectionism for me started at a very early age, and this was all self-imposed. In my house, I grew up with an older brother and a twin sister, who were outstanding academics. They were two of the smartest people I've ever come across. Never really had to crack a book. Although they studied hard, they would get A's, straight A's, without even trying. And my nickname in my house growing up, I got the moniker B-Boy, because I would bring home B's. Every now and again, I'd bring home a C. And it was something that really stuck with me, because I wanted straight A's. I wanted to strive for that perfect 4.0. I felt the need to be perfect. And again, I grew up in a loving household. My parents told me even if I brought home a B or a C, they would ask, "Did you try your best?" If you tried your best, that's all that matters. But something in my head, you know, resonated with seeing that B as the end result of I didn't work hard enough. I didn't put enough effort in. I didn't try hard enough. And that has carried with me for years. I went through a doctoral program at Drexel University, and I had an A- on my record, and for a good 3-4 weeks after that class, that still stuck with me. I was in this cycle of rumination, and it hit me was I was striving to be perfect in that realm. In other realms of my life, I could care less. I couldn't care about, you know, being perfect in the perfect baker or the perfect whatever, but in terms of academic work, in terms of my work performance at work, I wanted to strive to be the best. And then I did a little bit more reflecting. In the Army, the way that our officer evaluation reports were set up is you had to be a top block officer if you were going to promote, if you were going to progress, which is there, that system is in place for a reason. But what it drove in me was, at the time, it was less about learning and growing, and it was more about the end result. And as I learned more about growth mindset, as I learned more about the importance of mastering a craft, and I learned more about there's always somebody out there in this world that's better than you at something, I started to understand the importance of letting go of being perfect and really put emphasis on the journey of learning, the journey of striving to understand my craft as a leader, to understand my craft as a workshop facilitator, to understand what it's like to continue to consume knowledge and share that with others as an academic. And as I learned to let go, that's when my world opened up and unlocked, is that progress over perfection wins every time. And that translates for me in leadership is when I can let go and not ruminate on when something doesn't go right, I can admit my mistakes. I can admit when things aren't on track, and still be competitive and want to get them back on track, but not with the intent of, oh, I've got a marred record. I'm not perfect. There's a chink in my armor. I got to focus time and attention to cover that up. That doesn't do anybody any good. That doesn't do my team any good. It doesn't do me any good. So why hold on to it? And that's where, you know, I learned, looking back, is where it started for me, was wanting to be a perfect, bring home that perfect straight A report card, wanting to have that, you know, perfect execution of a situational training exercise, whatever it may be. When I was leading teams, I wanted the perfect outcome because that was my mark of being the best. And that wasn't realistic. So I learned to overcome that. I learned to shift that perspective of what did we learn? What can we do different? What can we do different next time? Because there's always going to be a next time. You can always shape a next time. So let's dive in a little bit about understanding what perfectionism is and the link between perfectionism and self-worth, and get into some strategies about how to overcome this as a leader. So perfectionism in leadership is often tied to the desire to exceed expectations, to perform at the highest level, and to ensure that no details are overlooked. And on the surface, this is a good thing. When we strive for high performance, when we want to be the best of the best, when we want to make sure we have everything covered, striving for excellence is a good thing. But putting this expectation that you're going to be flawless in the process, you're not going to make a mistake in the process. If you went through something and made zero mistakes, what did you learn? I learned a lot more about when I made mistakes and recovered from those mistakes and did something different. And I learned too, is that if I'm not trying something new and making mistakes, then I'm not really trying. Maybe I'm not trying hard enough. Maybe I'm not striving for, you know, a dream outcome versus a realistic outcome. So perfectionism is a little bit different. Unlike healthy ambition, perfectionism is typically fueled by fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. Leaders who are perfectionists, we often find ourselves in a constant state of anxiety and worrying that any mistake that we make will undermine the authority that we have or the credibility that we think we've built. And this mindset is exhausting. It's limiting. It causes stress and will lead to burnout. There's a healthier way to get through this. One of the deeper roots of perfectionism is often tied to the sense of self-worth. Many leaders equate their value with their accomplishments, believing that their worthiness hinges on exceeding expectations. And the connection between acceptance and worthiness to perfectionism is a slippery slope. It leads to a cycle where no achievement can feel like enough. And I've personally experienced that. And what I found was, as soon as I accomplished something that I wanted to accomplish, my doctorate was, you know, in most people's eyes, that's the highest academic achievement that you can have. Well, then it wasn't a week later. So, well, I want to be published, or, well, you know, maybe I can get a certification, or what am I going to use this doctorate for? It was never enough just to celebrate, you know, the journey to get there and the change that I made. And this happens all the time at work in leadership positions that you see. It's you're always going to accomplish something, and you want to get on to the next. But being able to take time to understand that your self-worth isn't tied to the accomplishment. Your self-worth is something that you can define. And it doesn't need to be defined by, you know, a certain outcome at work. It could be defined as how well you're taking care of your team and how much you learned in the process and what did you accomplish and who did you help achieve their goals and all of these things. When we think about teamwork and people working together, it's not just the end goal, it's the journey to get there. So when we link our self-worth to our performance, we're creating this internal narrative where mistakes are seen as failures and failures of character rather than opportunities to learn. And this relentless pursuit of perfection can be isolating. It builds a wall up around us that keeps others out. As leaders, we tend to want to avoid vulnerability. We want to have this perfect image that we know all and that we're a subject matter expert. And in reality, a leader who has humility, who has the ability to admit mistakes and accept that things didn't go well and hold a conversation about what did we learn and what can we change from that, that's a leader that people are going to want to follow. So perfectionism doesn't just impact leaders personally. It has a resonating effect throughout your team and your organization. So let's break down a few of the main ways that perfectionism can affect the workplace. The first is micromanagement. Perfectionist leaders, they feel compelled to control every detail and aspect of an operation, every detail and aspect of a process or situation. And what that does is it erodes trust. It centralizes decision-making. Your team will no longer feel empowered to make decisions. It stifles creativity. And ultimately, it lowers team morale because team members feel that they aren't trusted to do their jobs because the perfectionist has a chokehold on the situation. The next thing is paralysis by analysis. Sometimes perfectionists, they want that next piece of data, that next piece of information. I want one more piece of data that I can make a better informed decision. One more piece of information that I can make a more accurate informed decision and know just which way to go. And this paralysis by analysis, it slows things down. It hinders progress. And then it causes frustration within your team because they're feeding up information and they're wanting to make progress and move forward. And here you are stymied and stagnant, waiting on the perfect set of data to make the perfect decision. In reality, an 80% decision made on time is better than 100% solution made late. Think about that. You've got to go forward with the information you have, and you're never going to have all the information you need because the work environment changes too fast. It's too complex to have everything all at once. You've got to be comfortable taking risks, and perfectionism can be a roadblock to risk-taking. Burnout and stress is another factor where perfectionism shows up in the workplace. Perfectionist leaders are often unable to disconnect from work, and they're constantly striving to meet their own high expectations. When you get caught in this cycle and you can't let go, burnout will creep up on you very, very quickly. And then that burnout leads to less effective decisions, less resilience over time, which means that you're not at your best when you're in the work environment trying to lead people. And the impact on team culture. When leaders set an impossible standard for their teams to hit, it creates a culture of fear within the team. Team members, they become afraid to take risks, they're afraid to innovate, and they're afraid to make mistakes because they feel that they're going to be judged by this leader who wants to be perfect, by this leader who has this image of perfectionism, this shield of perfectionism around them. Your team members are going to want to strive to meet that, which again, is okay on the surface, but is it really? If they're not bringing up different ideas, if they're not willing to try something new for fear of failure, you're actually creating an environment where people don't feel psychologically safe. And this can have a ripple effect outside of the office as well. Perfectionism doesn't just stop when you leave the office. The mindset that everything must be perfect can seep into your personal life. It starts to impact your relationships. It starts to impact your hobbies. It starts to impact your mental health. And that's when really perfectionism starts to get in your way because you can't enjoy your downtime. You can't enjoy your relaxation time because you're going to be constantly thinking of the next big thing or how can I get better? What can I do differently? Take it from me personally. I realized this as soon as I stopped my doctorate is when I started my business. I needed to have that downtime filled with something that made me feel like I was progressing. And in the right context, that hyper-competitive, that hyper drive for high performance and strive for excellence, you know, mindset I had has done me very, very well. But what I have found is that it's also caused some loss, some trade-off where I can't just enjoy, you know, some unfocused time. I can't just enjoy, you know, downtime with my family because I can't shut my mind off. Now I've gotten, you know, help through executive coaching and some programs to help me with that. And I've done a lot better job with that, but it started off with being able to realize that perfectionism can get in your way of joy and fulfillment. So ways to overcome perfectionism. And this is important to see as leaders, how can we overcome perfectionism so that we can lead the way by example, and we can even help some of our team members who might be, you know, in this perfectionist trap. We can start by redefining success. Start by challenging the belief that perfectionism is not the only acceptable outcome. Redefine success to include growth learning, to include understanding and saying, hey, you know, who stepped outside of the box most this week, and what did we learn, and what did we try, and what did we fail at, and what can we come back and try again? So shifting your focus from achieving flawlessness to understanding what progress we made when doing things and pushing those boundaries so we can learn more is really going to help your team. Practicing self-compassion on an individual basis as a leader, this goes back to protecting your mental health. Leaders who struggle with perfectionism, we often have a harsh inner critic. And I've learned that inner critic, that inner voice is there to protect you. But you have to be able to treat yourself with kindness, especially when you make mistakes. Have that conversation with that inner voice, acknowledge how you're feeling, recognize that feeling and emotion, and understand why it's so important to you, and then move yourself through how you can overcome that and allow yourself grace when you make mistakes. Setting realistic standards, learning to differentiate between high standards and perfectionism is super, super impactful. When we set high standards, that's healthy, and it can be motivating to have a stretch goal. But perfection is unattainable. So you can have a high standard that's being set, but don't expect perfect performance from where you are to where you want to be. Be able to understand that may be a stretch goal, and that to get there is not going to be a linear path. It's going to come with some bumps and bruises. It's going to be ups and downs along the way. So establishing realistic goals that challenge yourself and challenge your team without setting yourself up for disappointment with a flawless execution. Another one that's a struggle, that's going to be a challenge for you perfectionists out there, is delegation and trust. Perfectionists want to have control. We want to have say. We want to be able to make sure that we're moving all of the chess pieces on the chessboard at one time. But you've got to be able to delegate and let go. And this may impact your image as a leader. This may impact your self-image as wanting to be a subject matter expert. But what it's going to trade off and give you is opportunity for your team to see and acknowledge their strengths that complement your weaknesses. Their strengths complement your opportunities that you have. And that's why we need a team of people, right? You can't do it all on your own. And you want to leverage your team members' strengths anyways, because that's going to make them feel good to contribute. That's going to make them feel a part of the team. And it's going to allow you space to focus on what you're good at instead of focusing on and trying to hide what you're not. And limiting rumination. Perfectionists often dwell on mistakes or imperfections, which can spiral and seep into self-doubt. Instead of fixating on what went wrong, focus on what you learned, how you can improve next time. Being able to shift your mindset from dwelling to doing, this is where you can start to learn to let go. Things aren't going to go right. Expect that. Tell yourself, I wanted this expectation. I didn't get it. Okay, what happened? What can I do differently? Dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and get back out there. And you can do that by celebrating progress. Celebrate your accomplishments, even if they're not perfect. Celebrate the progress you're making towards your goal. Recognizing the hard work, the effort that's being put in, and the resilience and perseverance you have to continue going, to bounce back from setbacks and to get there. This is going to show yourself and your team that you are committed to and dedicated to getting from where you are to that high standard, and recognizing that it's not going to be perfect along the way. So letting go of perfectionism doesn't just benefit you as a leader, it also empowers your team. When leaders empower progress over perfection, you are actually creating a culture that values effort, that values creativity, and values learning. And when you put creativity, learning, and growth at the forefront, you're going to get magnificent results on the end, on the backside of that. You're putting people first. You're putting learning first. You're putting trying different things first. You're going to see innovative solutions. You're going to see better communication. You're going to see your team come alive because they're not constrained to this idea of needing to be perfect. They're going to operate in a psychologically safe environment and be willing to take risks. And when you take risks, you grow and you move your business forward. Perfectionism may sound like an admirable goal, but as we actually talked about today, it's a roadblock. True leadership isn't about never making mistakes. It's about how you respond, adapt, and bounce back from those mistakes, how you learn from them. Letting go of perfectionism isn't easy. It takes intentional effort. It takes a shift in mindset, and it takes the ability for you to practice compassion. Thank you for joining us today on Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, share today's episode with your fellow leaders, drop us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know a question you have about leadership that might help you lead at your very best, inside or outside of work. And if you're an organization that wants leadership and team development workshops, I want to work with you. I provide hands-on, highly engaging leadership workshops that infuse creative methods to learning. So you're not just getting a traditional workshop, you're giving your team a learning experience that's going to be affordable and accessible to all. Go to drwilliamramey.com to find out more. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey or on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can also email me here at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.